And the doctor there told her straight away that I'd got cerebral palsy. Of course, Mum didn't know what it was at that time. And she was shocked because she hadn't married my dad by then I've got no now. But in the months that during that time, she met my dad and they got married. I was about 2 and a half by then. And they got married and Mum said, they told her then, don't keep her, put her in a home. She's never going to amount to anything. She's going to be a cabbage, just that like. And my mum said, nowhere in this world is my daughter going to be a cabbage. I'm going to treat her and look after her. And she did. Took me to read, write. I was reading the news of the world at 5 years old. So, you know, that's how good my education was at home. Without Mum, I wouldn't be as good as I am today, really, I suppose, you know. But I think they were parents and my father brought me up well. And after Brenda was born, my mum used to give me exercises. They had one of these dining room tables that you pull the leaves out. And she used to got mats put on the table. They made it every day. I'd exercise, Mum, you're going to walk. And I did. So she was brilliant. My dad used to help me, take me out to the hospital every day to make sure I had the treatment I needed.